And I appreciate all these churches, all these pastors that's here tonight. And just appreciate the way you've been getting in. Appreciate Brother Stout and his wife, great man and woman of God. And we've enjoyed ourselves in this revival thus far. Been having a good meeting, looking for more here tonight. Mark chapter 10, begin reading in verse 46. Very familiar scripture. Hope you'll help us preach here tonight. If I could have just a little more monitor up here on the stage, I'd appreciate it. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." All right. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." Hallelujah. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Hallelujah. Would you pray for me here tonight? The Lord would help us to preach. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you tonight asking you for the anointing power that destroys the yokes of bondage. Lord, move around this altar tonight. Anoint our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, and our lives to put into action what you'd speak to us tonight. Lord, give us an old-fashioned move of the Holy Ghost in this place, Lord. Move in a mighty way around this altar, Lord. We'll give you the praise and the honor and the glory. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And the church says amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I've enjoyed this service thus far, haven't you? We've heard about Jesus. We've heard about going home and being with Him in heaven forever and ever. But while we're still here, God told us to occupy. God's not coming back after a weak, dead church. He's coming back after a glorious church without spot, without wrinkle, for the power of the Holy Ghost. That's the way I want to be here tonight. I would love the Holy Ghost just to sweep across this place in such a mighty way. I can't even minister anymore. We can't even sing any more songs because of the inspiration and the power of the Holy Ghost. How about it here tonight? Will you agree with me that we're going to obey the Lord? Whatever He tells us to do, we're going to step out and obey the Lord. Will you agree with me to do that here tonight? All right. Hallelujah. We got your agreement. That means we're in unity here tonight. We're in one place, and if the Holy Ghost shows up, which He's already here, I believe we'll have old-fashioned revival in this church house tonight. Hallelujah. In the opening of this chapter, we find Jesus coming into the coast of Judea over through Jordan, and we find the people assembled together. And here in the first part of this chapter, in chapter 10, verses 2 through 12, Jesus begins to teach His disciples, and the accompaniment of the different followers that was there that day. Then we notice in verses 13 through 16, Brother Miller, these folks listening to Jesus teach begin to bring their children to Jesus that He would touch them. The disciples rebuked them and said, "Let the children," or He said, "Suffer not the children. Don't let them come to Jesus. Don't let them bother Jesus." But Jesus said, "Suffer the little children, come unto me. Let them come to me." Father and mother that's here tonight, we all know that the best place for our children is in the hands of Jesus. don't we? Then we can go on in verses 17 through 22 and read that familiar story about that rich young ruler that come to Jesus and he asked that great question, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus said, thou knowest. He said, keep the commandments. The young man said, I've kept the commandments from my youth up. And Jesus said, one more thing. One thing thou lackest. Go ahead, sell all you have, give it to the poor, take up your cross and follow me. That man went away that day a sorrowful sinner because he had too much. He didn't want to give up to God. I want to tell you, there's a lot of folks in this day and hour that's in a pitiful state, and they go away from the church house because they got too much. Don't want to give up. I want to tell you here tonight, if we'll give God 100%, He'll give back to us a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. If you'll give it up, you can have it all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus begins to teach again in verses 23 through 34. And then in verses 35 through 45, James and John comes unto Jesus and asks Jesus when he sets up his kingdom. They said, we want to sit on your right hand and on your left hand in glory. And they said, or Jesus spoke back to them and said, begin to teach about how the greatest among you would be the servant, and how the first would be last, and the last would be first. I don't care where I'm at in the kingdom of God. I just want to be right where He wants me to be. I want to be right in the middle of God's will, because that's where His blessings is. That's where His purpose is. That's where His power is. That's where His provision is. I want to be right in the middle of the moving of the Holy Ghost. And that's where we find out here in our text in verse 46. Jesus and His disciples came to Jericho. So they started out at Jordan, Brother Pierce. They went to Jerusalem, and now they're in Jericho. There was a number of people following Jesus, and they were with Jesus. And we notice here in verse 46 that Bartimaeus is blind. This man was not known just by his first name, as most of you all here tonight are, but he is noticed as blind Bartimaeus. When they'd walk up to him and address him, they would not just say Bartimaeus, but they would say blind Bartimaeus. This problem, this blindness, had become part of his name. It had become part of his identity. It had become part of his life. He is totally blind, and he's not able to witness the glory of the sunset, or look on the beauty of a young child's face, or see the sunrise every morning. He is a blind man. But I don't believe his blindness, Brother Richardson, is his greatest need, because there have been a lot of blind people that's done great things for God. One example we can notice of Fanny Crosby, wrote so many hundreds of songs, and many of them are in our songbook today. She was inspired by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, but she was a blind woman, but she decided she wasn't going to let her handicap hinder her. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, blind Bartimaeus, his greatest problem was not his blindness, but we can go on and notice that he had another need. He was also a beggar. Hallelujah. He was not only blind, but he also had another need. He was poor. He was a beggar man. I'll try to preach here in a few minutes when I get there with the Lord's help. But we notice here tonight that he's poor. No doubt he's wearing threadbare clothes that's been handed down from generation to generation. But the lack of money is not even his greatest need, Brother Miller. Because here tonight there's been so many people that has turned their physical poverty into spiritual plenty. Hallelujah. They've allowed God to touch their life and turn them around. I'm glad that poor people can do something for God, aren't you? Because I'm one of them poor ones here tonight. But I want to tell you, if you put your life in the Master's hand, there's no telling what He can do for you and through you. Just give God what you got. Hallelujah. David just gave him a sling and a few stones, and he took down a giant. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we notice his blindness wasn't his greatest need. His beggarly ways was not his greatest need. But I want you to notice, the Bible says, this struck me one day as I was reading this scripture, The Bible says in verse 46 that he was sitting on the highway side. He was sitting on the sideline of life. While others came into Jericho that day and they were following with Jesus, they were with the Savior, they was with the Son of God, old blind Bartimaeus sat on the sideline. He was on the sideline of life. Oh God, help me preach here tonight. Oh, we can use a carnal illustration in sports, in basketball. Oh, Brother Stout, I like to play basketball every once in a while. Since I got married, though, it slowed me down. I've gained about 50 pounds. But I still like to play basketball. But most of the time, I'll be sitting on the sideline. When you're sitting on the sideline, you have no impact on the game. You have no impact on the outcome of the game. That's where Bartimaeus was. He wasn't out there in the game of life. He wasn't out there making an impact. Oh, but he was sitting on the sideline. I'd like to preach a simple thought here tonight on I am sick of sitting on the sideline. Hallelujah. I said I am sick of sitting on the sideline. No doubt that's where Bartimaeus was. He spent his whole life blind. He spent his life begging. Oh, I wish I could get out there and work like other men. I wish I could get out there and do the things other men does. Oh, but he was stricken. He was confused. He was sitting there on that sideline, his life being destroyed. Oh, but if I can just take your imagination here tonight, I wonder how this man heard about Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 47. Go with me there if you would. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. How did he hear, Brother Miller? Bible doesn't tell us how he heard. But I can just imagine as somebody out in front of that crowd is coming down that road. And they know Jesus is coming. And he walks up there to that blind man, Bartimaeus. And he maybe drops a little silver in his cup. And he says, why are you sitting on the highway side? Why are you sitting there? And I can imagine as Bartimaeus, he says, well, I've been to every doctor. I've been to every therapist. I've done every exercise for my eyes, and it's useless. I'm going to be blind for the rest of my life. I'm going to stay on this highway side. I'm going to keep on begging just to barely make it through life. And I can imagine as that man says, well, you don't have to stay that way anymore. You don't have to stay on that sideline. I can imagine as blind Bartimaeus said, what are you talking about, sir? Won't you tell me what you're talking about? He said, well, You might think it's interesting that a man by the name of Jesus of Nazareth, hallelujah, that he has been to Jerusalem, he crossed over Jordan, and I believe I heard this morning he's coming through Jericho. I want to tell you a little bit about this Jesus of Nazareth. A little earlier, a few weeks ago, in Mark chapter 1, there was a man that was sick with leprosy. He had been an outcast. He'd been separated from all his family. They'd casting him out. He was sitting on the sideline just like you, Bartimaeus. But he come to Jesus and he said, Lord, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. Jesus said, I will be thou clean. Bartimaeus, you know what? That man was healed of his leprosy. He got off the sideline and back into this life. Hallelujah. Oh, I can see his Bartimaeus' faith begins to build a little bit. And he says, really? I can't. That's awesome. I've never heard of that before. Yeah, but that's not it, Bartimaeus. Just a couple of days later, there's a man that come to Jesus, and he had a withered hand, Brother Miller. His hand had been withered all his life, Brother Pierce. But he come to Jesus, and Jesus didn't even speak to him. All he said was, stretch forth thy hand. Immediately his hand, I was there, Bartimaeus, I saw it happen. Immediately his hand stretched forth and he was healed. I don't know what happened that day, Bartimaeus, but I know this man Jesus has the power to get you off the sideline. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, that's awesome, sir. That's awesome to hear that. Is there anything else you can tell me about this man, Jesus? He said, yeah.
Yeah, and just a few days later in Mark chapter 4, Jesus and his disciples was in a ship. Said he was. They were going over to, I believe it was the land of the Gadarenes. Said as they were on their way over, a great storm arose. A great tempest arose. And it looked like Jesus and his disciples was going under. Hallelujah. And he said, but as it seemed like the waves were coming over and they were going under, he said Jesus stood out on the front of that ship and he commanded the seas and the waves. He said, peace, be still. All the disciples looked at Jesus and said, what manner of man is this that even the waves and the sea and the wind obey? Oh, can't nobody do me like Jesus? Can't nobody do me like the Lord? I want to tell you, if you're sick of the sideline, you can get up and get off the sideline tonight. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, that's awesome, sir. That's awesome. I can't believe that God stilled that storm. Anything else about this man Jesus? Yeah. Well, after they come through that storm, when they landed on that land of the Gadarenes, there was a man by the name of Legion. Now, it really wasn't his name, Brother Stout, but they had given him that because he was possessed by many devils. They tried to bind him up, but he broke the fetters and the chains. He stayed in the tombs by night and he'll cut himself. He was a miserable wretch, Bartimaeus. Oh, he was as low as he could be. But as soon as Jesus stepped foot on the shore of the Gadarenes, this man Legion come and he fell down at the feet of Jesus and he worshiped him. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, all he said was one word to those demons. He said, go. Hallelujah. And immediately they went out of that man and them demons went to them swine and they drowned themselves in the river. And a man that fetters and chains could not bind in one moment. Jesus, I said, Jesus, set him free. And he was sitting clothed and in his right mind. God got him back off the sideline. Hallelujah. He was outside the city. But you know what happened when Jesus got done with him? He told him, he said, you go back and you tell them what I've done for you. He went back to Decapolis and begin to publish how Jesus can get you off the sideline of sin, and he can save your soul, and he can turn your life around. How many's a testimony to that here tonight? Jesus can get you off the sideline, out of the pit of sin, and lift your feet up and set you on a rock and establish your going. Aren't you sick of sin tonight? Sinner friend, aren't you sick of that same old, same old? Aren't you sick of that old feeling when you wake up in the morning and you have no peace and you have no joy? I want to tell you about a man named Jesus. He is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. He can help you tonight. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. That's awesome, sir. You're building my faith. Is there anything else? That man said, well, yeah. Just a few days ago, there was about 5,000 people. And that's not even counting the women and the children. They didn't have any food. They hadn't ate. They were hungry. Jesus told his disciples, let's get some food for these people. They need something to eat. One man said, we don't have a few pennies, but we don't have enough money to go and buy enough for just a few. They said, anybody got any food here? It's a little lad who didn't have much. He just had a few loaves and a few fish, and he brought them to Jesus, and he laid it in the hands of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. How many knows little is made much with his touch? Hallelujah. I said little is made much with his touch. You may say, I'm not too much here tonight, but if you'll lay the little bit of what you got in the hands of God, he can use you, young person, in a great and mighty way. Oh, I want to lay my arms and my
body and my life in the hands of Jesus and say, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Oh, Bartimaeus, I want to tell you though, this little lad brought these fish and these few loaves to Jesus. Jesus blessed them and then he broke them and they began to hand them out to the 5,000 and they handed them out and kept on handing it out and God continued to multiply. Bartimaeus, everybody ate that day. There was 12 baskets full left over. I want to tell you, when God multiplies, there's enough for everybody. I said there's enough at this altar tonight for everyone at this house. Hallelujah. God help me, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. I need you. Bartimaeus, I think there's just a couple more stories I want to tell you. This one will probably interest you. Hallelujah. In Mark chapter 8, a blind man come to Jesus, Bartimaeus. Jesus touched his eyes and he said, how you see? That man said, I see men as trees walking. Jesus touched him again. Oh, I want to tell you, I'm glad I know a God that'll give us a second touch, aren't you? Hallelujah. You may have come to this revival this week and God's touched you, but tonight is the night for a second touch. Hallelujah. Tonight's the night to make you whole. Maybe you come to youth camp this year and God touched you and he helped you, but I feel like there's somebody here tonight that you need to come back for another touch. Oh yeah, you got a little touch, but you went right back to the sideline. But tonight, God wants to get you up off the bench. And he wants to get you back in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Bartimaeus, all these stories are wonderful. But I want to tell you here today, I heard he was in Jerusalem. He come over the Jordan. He's come through Jericho. And I've got my directions just right. He's coming this way. Hallelujah. I said he's coming this way. He's coming by this highway. Hallelujah. I want to tell you here tonight, last Sunday night, we had an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Wednesday night and Tuesday night here in revival, we had a move of God. But as I was praying today, God wanted me to tell you, he's coming by. I said he's coming by again. He's coming down this highway. He's going to show up at this altar. Are you sick? I said, are you sick of the sideline? Hallelujah. You got to get a made up mind tonight that you're sick of that sideline. Hallelujah. Have you ever saw folks in your church, Brother Pierce, that's on the sideline? They'll come into church. They won't worship. They won't sing. The Holy Ghost got to moving tonight. And there was, most of us was lifting our hands. Some of us was even running. But there was some that you could just tell, they're on the sideline. They're on the sideline. But God come to reach for you tonight to get you off that sideline. Hallelujah. But it's up to you. The Bible says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be. Come on, church. Let's get a little more participation. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be. They shall be. They shall be. Oh, I feel him in this house here tonight. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? He's ready to fill you up. I said he's ready to fill you up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We notice verse 47, as Jesus started coming by, I felt him already come by here tonight. Blind Bartimaeus in verse 47, Brother Miller, he began to cry out to Jesus. He said, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. I felt some people calling out to the Lord tonight, saying, Lord, I need your touch. Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost again. Lord, give me a double portion. Lord, would you help me tonight? I've heard you calling out, but then I've heard some of those in the crowd, just like it was in blind Bartimaeus' day. They said, Bartimaeus, be quiet. Don't trouble the master. Oh, but that didn't stop him. He cried out the more aloud. He said, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." We need to get a made up mind tonight. If nobody else gets what they need, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need. It's me, oh Lord, and need to get off the sideline. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I'm almost done. Stay with me just a few more minutes. Is that all right, brother? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He cried out to Jesus. But then we notice what happened. The people charged him to be quiet. But then he cried out the more. And then we see in verse 49, not only the crying of Bartimaeus and the charging of the people, but then we find the calling of the Savior. Hallelujah. Because in verse 49, it says, "And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called." Oh, oh, I believe he's calling you tonight. Hallelujah. Commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort. Rise." He's getting you off the sideline. He calleth thee. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, every time the Lord's calling you, you can be of good comfort. He's about to do something special for you. Hallelujah. I felt him calling out some names in this service to let you know he's ready to touch you. He's ready to heal you. He's ready to fill you. He's ready to get you out of the valley. He's ready to put you on the mountain. It's time to come. Hallelujah. But then it was in Bartimaeus' ballpark. It was up to him then to come to Jesus. He didn't miss a beat. Hallelujah. Notice with me, I'm closing right here. Sister Leah, come get us a song. Verse 50. And Bartimaeus, and he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. There's something special right there, church. Can you stay with me right here? Oh, God, help us in this altar tonight. And he casting away his garment. I really didn't know the extent of this verse, Brother Richardson, but I got to hearing a preacher preach one time, and he said a blind beggar man, they had a special cloak that they wore. Where people could differ that they were a blind man or not. So while they were on the highway and they were driving that horse 50 miles an hour, they wouldn't run over that blind man that couldn't see where he was going. So he took that beggarly garment off that everybody could tell he was a beggar and he was a blind man. And he took it and he said, "I'm not going to need this anymore. Jesus is calling me. Oh, Jesus is calling me." And he took that garment and he threw it away. And he said, "God's going to heal me. God's going to move." He said, "I'm sick of the sideline. I'm getting up. I'm getting up." Somebody needs to take that doubt and that discouragement. And you need to throw it away and run to this altar and say, "I'm getting up. I'm getting the touch. I'm getting filled." Hallelujah. Oh, let's stand all over the church house tonight. It's time to get up. Notice in verse 52, notice what the Bible says. It says, "And Bartimaeus followed Jesus in the way." He got off the sideline and he got in the way of God. He got right in the power of God. I want to tell you what you need to do is come out from that seat here tonight. Young folks, come around this altar and you can get off the sideline and get right in the anointing and right in the power and right in the touch of God. Are you sick of the sideline?